In the heart of France, surrounded by rolling fields and quiet stone villages, lies a place of grace, Pelouvoisson. It was here, in the year 1876, that heaven reached down to touch a life marked by suffering and to remind the world of God's tender mercy. The woman was Estelle Fauguet, 32 years old, poor and forgotten, a servant in the home of a wealthy family. She had worked hard all her life, until illness brought her to the edge of death. Estelle suffered from tuberculosis and peritonitis. Doctors gave her only hours to live. In her weakness, she wrote a letter to the Blessed Virgin Mary, a cry from a soul ready to surrender. It was the prayer of a child who trusted completely in a heavenly mother. On the night of February the 14th, 1876, Estelle's room was filled with a light. Beside her bed stood the Virgin Mary, clothed in white, her mantle sprinkled with golden stars. Her presence filled the room with peace. Mary looked upon Estelle with a mother's love and said, "In that instant, Estelle was completely healed. The pain vanished, her strength returned, and those who had expected her death saw instead a miracle of mercy. Doctors confirmed what they could not explain, and Estelle, now restored, became a witness to the mercy of God through his mother. Between February and December of that same year, the Virgin appeared 15 times to Estelle. These visits were filled not with threats or predictions, but with a mother's plea for prayer, repentance, and faith. Our Lady spoke of the mercy of Christ, of the power of prayer, and of the sorrow in a heart for a world drifting from God. These were not words of anger, but of wounded love. Mary longed for hearts to return to her son, for families to rediscover faith, and for France, the eldest daughter of the Church, to become once more faithful to Christ. Then came one of the most beautiful and significant moments. During one apparition, Our Lady appeared holding a small white scapular, two pieces of cloth joined by strings, on which was embroidered the Sacred Heart of Jesus, surrounded by light and love, Mary said. She asked that the scapular be worn as a sign of faith, reparation, and love for the heart of her son, a visible reminder that mercy triumphs over sin. This scapular of the Sacred Heart became the heart of Mary's message at Pelouvoisson, to clothe oneself in the love of Christ and to make reparation for the indifference of the world. Mary's words were not prophetic in the worldly sense, no predictions of wars or disasters, but prophetic in spirit. They were a call for hearts to be healed, for souls to return to God before it was too late. The Church, ever cautious and wise, opened an investigation. Doctors declared Estelle's cure instantaneous, total and lasting, beyond natural explanation. The Archbishop of Bourges, deeply moved by the fruits of faith that followed, authorized public devotion to Our Lady of Pelouvoisson in 1877. He blessed a statue based on Estelle's description, and pilgrims began to come, seeking grace, healing, and peace. Years later, Pope Leo XIII personally approved the scapular of the Sacred Heart, on April the 4th, 1900, granting it indulgences and encouraging its spread across the world. Estelle lived the rest of her life in humility, never seeking fame. She spent her days in prayer and service, welcoming pilgrims and bearing silent witness to the mercy that had saved her. She died in 1929, her heart at peace, and the cause for beatification remains open. Even now, the message of Our Lady of Pelouvisson continues to speak. This is the message of a Mother of Mercy, a mother who still intercedes, who still weeps for her children, and who still draws the world to the heart of her son.